Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Bridge the Atlantic's 2018 Valentine's Day special.
Yeah, we are your host, music web designer Ross Barber-Smith from Scotland, owner of Electric Kiwi, where we create awesome custom websites for bands, artists, and musicians.
And I'm singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Marcy Novelli from Canada. When I'm not releasing music or doing this show, I'm producing records or vlogging as the Crazy Vegan.
Before we jump into the episode, we just want to let you know that we are on Patreon and you can become a Bridger, that's your official name, for as little as $1 per month. You'll gain access to our exclusive Encore series featuring never-before-seen videos with our guests, and your support will allow us to keep bringing you weekly videos here at Bridge the Atlantic.
Yes, do it. You can also head on over to our website to pick up one of these bad boy shirts. Use the coupon code BTARocks to receive 20% off your order, and we promise they're going to look fantastic on you.
Yes, they are. So this year with this Valentine's Day special, we thought we'd keep it nice and light and just play a couple games with some of this year's early guests.
Yeah, we're actually adopting a bit of a theme this year, and that's streamlining. We're working on bringing you more content, but keeping things a bit more concise so that we can bring you more content.
Yeah, and I like that Marcio omitted some of the text I added in his little script there.
It was,
but that's just him trying to
streamline it,
make it more concise. I know it was a test. So we are trying to keep the quality going, and we want to bring you more, but without adding extra stress to our already packed schedules.
Yeah, that's right. So let's just get into it. Our first game is Two Truths and a Lie, which is a game we like to play. And this one is with singer-songwriter and American Idol winner, Chris Allen.
Yeah, we had a really fun time talking with Chris, and we asked him to tell us three gifts that he's given for Valentine's Day, and we had to guess which one of those was the lie.
All right, let's roll that clip.
Before we jump in, Chris is taking this so seriously. Our expectations are sky high.
Yeah,
for this.
When we told Chris, Valentine's Day is not my. It's a weird holiday for me.
It is weird for me too. I know. We'll pretend we're all into it for the sake of the special. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, I don't want someone to tell me the day to show my love, you know. But yeah, so before we were doing this, we told Chris about this, and for a second I thought he froze because he was just like there. Like so silent and like stoic, right? And then Ross and I just realized that he is really into it. I think this is how he approaches life and art in general. He's just so serious about this. And Ross and I are like, dude, like this is our show and we don't even take this seriously.
No.
But we love it. We love it. So without further ado, Chris, let's play Two Truths and a Lie.
All right. Are you guys ready?
I think so.
Okay. I got my wife flowers the day before Valentine's Day because I thought that would be surprising and a good idea. I proposed to my wife on Valentine's Day, and in the fourth grade, I built my teacher a Valentine's Day shack inside of a shoebox with moss.
I think I've got this.
Okay. Do you want to do any follow-up questions, Marcio?
Well,
I want details on the shack.
Yes.
I want to know more about the shack.
Yes.
Details?
Details.
Yeah,
so
details.
What was the brand of my...
It was... I don't know the brand of the shoebox. I don't remember that. But I do remember it was like some sort of shoebox that you put a hole in and like it lit up. And it was like, it was supposed to be this beautiful thing that you would build for Valentine's Day. And it was supposed to be cheery, but mine was made with literally moss.
How old roughly were you when you built this shoebox Valentine shack creation?
I was in the fourth grade, so whatever you are.
And were you 12? told
Were you told that you had to make something for your teacher, or did you have a crush on your teacher?
I did not have a crush on my teacher. I will say I still keep in touch with this teacher.
Oh, no way. But, that's awesome.
She is, but yeah. It was something, it was a project you're supposed to do.
Does she still have the shack?
That's
a little weird that the teacher's like
moss.
No offense to this teacher, but it almost seems like Valentine's Day is coming up. I'm so lonely. I'm gonna have all my students create me a Valentine's Day gift. Sounds really
and then I'm
sad.
Gonna look so popular.
Everyone loves me.
Yeah, I don't know.
For this teacher who's possibly watching this right now, we love you. It's all good. Chris loves you. You guys are good. We're just saying it sounds a little bit weird. I know, that was a little strong for me to say.
I don't remember what it was like. For exactly.
Okay, so here's my thing.
But we had to give it to the teacher.
It sounds like we're on the same page here with Valentine's Day. And I think giving your wife flowers the day before Valentine's Day is kind of like what I was saying. It's kind of like, no, you know, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, it's a bit like a statement.
And I definitely don't believe that you got married on Valentine's Day. Proposed. So proposed, okay. Proposed. How long ago was this that you proposed?
It was 2008.
That's a completely irrelevant question. I just wanted to make it sound like I was being detective. I was originally going to ask when you got married. That's what the question was originally going to come out. And if it was like a Monday night, I'd be like, you didn't get married on a Monday night. You know, I was going to actually look back on the calendar and down. But then, you know, it's just Mark, thrown out the
window. Now you're taking this too seriously.
Yeah.
It's just a game.
Going really far.
I know what this is. You did not propose on Valentine's Day. Don't tell us yet, because that's what I'm saying. I don't know about Ross here, but I'm going to say that there's no way that you proposed on Valentine's Day. Not that there's anything wrong with that for anyone who has done that. That sounds so Seinfeld.
Or just in case you did. We're not telling you.
I'm not judging you. I would just be surprised if you did.
Yeah, I would also be surprised.
Yeah.
I think that shoebox shack thing is quite cute. And yeah. I don't think you made that up.
No.
In that spot. If you did, then you are a good liar. Told us earlier. I think I'm actually with Marcio on this, and I think that the lie is that you proposed to your wife on Valentine's Day. I don't think you did that.
Drum roll, please.
I told you it was too easy. So yeah, I should have thought of more details for the proposal. But I definitely did not propose.
We still would have got it.
Yeah, just no way. You told us too much about your feelings about Valentine's Day.
I did. I gave too much away.
We did some pre-probing, and that was your downfall, Chris. You were too trusting.
You
trusted us too much.
You're not a good liar, Chris. You think you are, but you're just too damn sweet.
I'm not a good liar.
Well, thank you for playing Two Truths and a Lie with us, and I hope you have a fantastic Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That was a really tricky one, but so much fun.
Yeah, we want to know if you guys managed to guess the lie. So please let us know in the comments. Let us know if you did a better job at it than we did.
They probably did. So before we jump into our second game, we just wanted to let you know about our exclusive new series, Encore.
Yeah, that's right. So if you support us on Patreon from as little as $1 per month, you'll gain access to exclusive videos featuring our guests. And you're not going to find this anywhere else. It's only on our Patreon, only for our Bridgers. And we want you to be one of our Bridgers.
That's right. Exclusive. So if you want to see more from Chris Allen or any of our 2018's upcoming guests, join us on Patreon and there will be lots more for you over there.
Yeah, absolutely. And our next guest also gave us a great encore segment, and that is Gina Irene Asciutto. We played Two Truths and a Lie with her, and we asked her to share three things that happened to her on Valentine's Day.
Let's see how she got on. From what I remember, it didn't quite go as planned.
No, it did not.
All right. Hey, everyone. We are here with Gina, and I'm just going to do a whole full disclosure here. We did a whole interview with her as well as our new Encore series, and she is totally in her pajamas. Just sorry I gave it away. She's totally rocking this whole thing in pajamas, and I love it.
I'm in my pajamas like 80% of my life, so it's okay.
Me too.
I love it. Ross, usually when I call Ross, he's in a robe.
Yep.
But it's all good. It's
no
all good.
Way.
Like an old man robe too and everything, you know, like
I'll send you a picture.
Yes. It's
all
so
right,
great.
So let's jump into this, Ross. Let's do this.
Cool. So we are going to play a Valentine's Day themed game of Two Truths and a Lie. So as usual, Gina is going to tell us three things. Two of them are going to be true, one of them is going to be a lie. Marcio and I have to play detective, and we are going to play detective. We're going to really go for this. And we're going to figure out which one is the lie. So, Gina, take it away.
Take it away.
Okay. First point is last Valentine's Day, instead of going on a date or doing something romantic, I went to a party and danced the night away. Second point, I've never had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day. And third point, my favorite kind of Valentine's chocolates are Sanders Hot Fudge.
Okay. I am going to kick this off.
How long
when did you and your boyfriend get together?
I was just going to say, how long are you, how long? I knew it.
My boyfriend. Wait, what?
How long have you and your boyfriend been together?
That's not a question I can answer.
So that's going to give it away. We can't
yes,
push her on this.
Dude, it's so bad. It's so bad. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Next question.
Okay. She danced the night away. I think that's probably truthful. Which Valentine's Day was that you said? Which one was that? Just on one of the Valentine's Day you danced the night away?
Last Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. As in 2017?
No, 2006. Yeah, 17. Yeah.
Okay. And did you go with a boyfriend to that party?
No.
You see what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to sneak the answer out of you. I'm trying to weed out which ones.
I think that her favorite. What was your favorite chocolate?
Sanders Hot Fudge all the way.
What is that? You guys ever had Sanders? Do you know what that is, Russ?
It's a Michigan thing. It's a Michigan thing. I'll have to like send some to you guys because you have to try this before you die. Anything?
My God, is it coming up? Have you talked to somebody? Are my days numbered? I know we're getting older, but I'm not that old.
Get a little present in the mail. But no, Sanders Hot Fudge is the shit.
And did your boyfriend give you some of that Valentine's Day?
No.
Oh, I think we know which one. I think we figured this one out.
Go ahead, Ross.
It was a really easy one. Really easy.
But it's still fun. It's still
fun.
It is
still fun.
It's okay. I'll give you the honors, Ross.
So, Gina, you have had a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, so I think number two was the lie.
I'm going to second that.
Y'all are correct. Number two was the lie.
Yeah!
Hey, babe, say hi to the camera?
No, I got this. Wow,
fine. Bye. We just talked for like 5 minutes, and you're not going to come over and say hi.
Nah.
It's just
Bridgie Atlantic, not interested.
He's like, and while you guys we were doing it, he's like, that's a lie. I'm like, shut up. You're like, two and a lie.
And on that note, that was
so
a lot
mad.
Of fun. Ross
he's
and
like,
I both won. High five, Ross. High five.
Yeah.
Or what is it? Was it one of those? Like, I can't remember where you are. You're somewhere. He's over there. Thanks for playing Two Truths and a Lie with us, Gina.
Sorry it sucked, you guys. My bad.
And don't forget to check out our interview with her when you get a chance. It was a lot of fun. Oh, here we go. Hello.
There he is. There's the man.
He came around. He made it all worth it. There we go.
Oh, it's too funny that her boyfriend ruined that. Of all of the ones that he could ruin, it was the Valentine's Day one.
You couldn't make it up, really. You couldn't make it up.
No, and I think with that, that's it for our Valentine's special. We just wanted to, like I said, keep it a bit shorter, keep it a bit lighter, but
short and
hope
sweet
you enjoyed it.
Because isn't that what Valentine's Day is all about? The sweet
apparently,
side, maybe. I don't know about
apparently,
the short side. Short and
who
sweet.
Who knows? But for more words of wisdom like that from Bridgie Atlantic, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget to visit our website and pick up one of our shirts while you are there too.
Yes. As for me, I'm working on my new solo album. You can check out my music on Spotify and iTunes and just about everywhere or anywhere you like to stream and download music. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all my name, Marcio Novelli.
And I am working on websites for various artists at the moment. You can check out my work at electrickiwi.co.uk. You'll find me on Twitter and Instagram as Electric Kiwi and Facebook Electric Kiwi Design.
This episode was brought to you by 30 Roses, a virtual assistant and consultant to musicians and other creatives, and Social Search. All links are in the description, so check them out because they do what rots.
They keep this show alive. And if you would also like to sponsor the show, visit patreon.com/bridgetheatlantic. We have recently updated our rewards, which now include sponsorship at the start of interviews, an opportunity for you to co-host an episode of Bridge the Atlantic, and of course, gain access to our new Encore series.
Come on, do it like Oprah. Do it like Oprah. Encore!
Make sure to subscribe on YouTube and iTunes so you don't miss any episodes, and leave us a comment and let us know what you think of the show.
This is always fun. I always like doing specials. Just a little break from our routine and just doing something fun is I think that's important, you know. That I think is just as important as sharing information. It's just having some fun sometimes. So I hope you enjoyed the ride. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone, and we will see you next week with a brand new interview. See ya.
Yeah, see you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.